Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Apple unveiled its new iPhones today, and everyone's excited because the new version has three cameras on the back.
Oh.
Yep. Apple says it takes such clear selfies, you'll find chins you never knew you had.
Actually, the hot new thing with the camera is you can now take slow-motion selfies, which Apple is calling slofies. Because the camera that faces you can now do slow motion. The photos from the three cameras on the other side are supposed to be great, and I don't have the newest phone. I'm rocking a 7 in my pocket. With a cracked screen.
Crack doesn't begin to describe.
You look at my phone and you'd think, how long have you been a meth addict?
It's more a mosaic than a cracked screen.
And there's like two places anywhere on the screen you can touch and do the thing where you can expand or shrink a picture. Just because it doesn't work. But anyway, the pictures are so much better on the newer phones.
They're pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I was bummed. I was humbled. Judy and I took this incredible kayak trip. I guess we were rafting that one on the Coeur d'Alene River, and I was taking pictures of the beautiful scenery, and I thought, nah, I ought to take a quickie for some social media or to zap to my friends real quick. And so I put away my expensive camera and took out my iPhone, and that's the one that's going on the wall. Just for whatever reason, just
sure.
The way the light affected it, and it kind of, it just, I don't know.
A lot of that stuff is...
Bummed. I don't know why.
Software put in that when you take a picture, it kind of senses the light.
It helps you.
And it enhances, and it makes you look like it's a professionally staged photo.
Yeah, it helps you. It's really quite brilliant, but anyway. So, just a couple of quick notes. We were discussing a few minutes ago the landmark rule that Cal Unicorni is trying to pass. It just got through the Senate, and whether the pretty governor, Gavin Newsom, signs it is not clear to me.
He said he would sign it.
That was part of
Marshall's news.
All right, well, it changes any gig job into an employee, a regular employee. So you drive for Uber or Lyft, for instance, you deliver newspapers. You are no longer a contractor who agrees, okay, I'll do it for X. You are a full-on employee, payroll, tax, benefits, breaks, just the whole thing. And of course, like the unicornians who want the $15 minimum wage, they just think, okay, everything will continue the same way, except now everybody will get all of these benefits. Meanwhile, the business owners are saying, no, I'm firing everybody and getting a kiosk. Or Uber and Lyft, how they react, they're losing money as it is.
At the very least, it will become way more expensive to ride it around. Which was a great thing about Uber the first time I ever used it. I thought, geez, this is cheaper than was taking a taxi and way better.
So it'll fundamentally change it. And again, I must point out that I have never met an Uber or Lyft driver who says, through the duct tape over their mouths, send word to my family, I've been abducted and forced to do this. It's all voluntary associations.
And so many of them drive for both. They've got the Uber and Lyft sign in their car.
Right, right. Anyway. So you got that going on in Cal Unicornia. Here's a charming story. 67-year-old storekeeper in San Francisco is going to close his store because he's been attacked and bitten by a junkie bum for the second time.
Bitten by a guy?
Yeah.
Eesh.
Second time in months, says he'll close his store rather than put up with the nuisance. He's trying to subdue a homeless man who pushed his sister after she tried to eject him. But he keeps coming into the store and frightening people and causing problems. And listen, it's easy to read those words and it's easy to hear those words. If you've never dealt with it, and Jack has, and I have, but not in quite as intense a way, you don't know if you're going to be in a fight for your life.
Right.
So second time in a day, this guy is screwing up things in the shop and terrorizing people and the rest of it. And his sister said, listen, you got to leave. The guy attacks him and bites him and the rest of it. And
That was a homeless person biting someone? That was what your sound effect?
Yeah, it was very creative, Michael.
It was like I was there.
It was like a Spielbergian movie there unfolding in front of me. Surveillance video from last week shows a clerk running after a shoplifter who says pepper sprayed his employee, incapacitated her so he could steal. They create a lot of garbage, feces on the sidewalk. They'll piss on the back door. Sorry for the frank verbiage there, folks. It smells. It's a public health nuisance. The public health department demands we keep everything nice, but when you walk outside the door, it's like a plague all over again. And so he's thinking, they're just going to close. Anyway, so that's one thing for you. And then this is so precious. This is so hilarious from the San Francisco Chronicle. And you know what? They do get into some of the realities of it later, but arrest rates in California dropped nearly 20% after reforms. Isn't that nice? Isn't that something for the rest of the country to imitate? Arrest rates in California have declined sharply, coinciding with an overall decline in crime around the state and country. But, okay, you dig down a little bit deeper, and you see the Public Policy Institute of California, which is a liberal group, found that the various measures, propositions, and realignments passed have decreased arrests, but there's been an increase in crime. So these are two different trends and three different things happening. But, yeah, what happened was they declared a bunch of things that were felonies to be misdemeanors. Smash and grabs in cars, stealing $900 worth of merchandise. They're misdemeanors. And the cops say, we don't have time to arrest people for misdemeanors. We bring this case, the DA is going to laugh us out of the courtroom. So what they've done is decriminalized crime. So, yeah, the arrest rates are down, but property crime has skyrocketed. The cops are frustrated. You got people being chewed on in their businesses. And the other aspect of this, Prop 57, which changed, well, it essentially turned people loose for allegedly nonviolent crimes, which included a hell of a lot of violent crimes, has turned a lot of convicts loose on the streets. So, oh, and in fact, the LA Times pointed out, and this was a while back, but I grabbed the article. They mentioned that Andrew Luster, the great-grandson of he drew global attention when, after being accused of rape, he jumped bail and was later captured in Mexico, drugged three women, videotaped the assaults, jury convicted him of 86 counts of poisoning, sexual battery, and rape of an unconscious or intoxicated person. But with none of his offenses listed among the 23 crimes that California considers violent felonies in its penal code, does the state consider him a violent felon? Nope.
Wow.
Nope. That's a nonviolent crime, so he gets to be turned loose thanks to Prop 57.
That's incredible.
In Cal Unicornia. Yeah.
Wow, that's so troubling. God dang it.
Yeah, I know.
And if you, your wife, your kid gets attacked by somebody like that because they're out, oh.
Yeah.
Build more prisons. No, I want more people in jail. As long as I'm still getting stuff stolen or have to be afraid ever, put more people in jail.
Right.
I'm fine with it. However many people you got to put in jail to keep our stuff and our persons safe, I'm fine with that.
Right.
I'd like to streamline the cost a little so it doesn't cost 2.5 times as much in California as every other state for no good reason.
Absolutely. Right. Here's a convicted rapist and child molester under the state's three strikes law after assault with a deadly weapon, but an appellate court decision said he should be eligible for consideration for early release, the long and short of it being if the last offense wasn't violent, well, then you should probably turn him loose. So he commits a horrifying, nightmarish, violent attack. And then another one. And the third one, he just raped an unconscious person. So let's turn him loose. It's just unbelievable. And, well, it's why the entire growth of California's population in recent years has been foreign immigration. Americans are fleeing the blue states right now and the blue cities. Anyway, I've droned on long enough. Those of you who understand it, you understand it. Those of you who don't, go ride your unicorn to the rainbow. I don't know.
Sort of on that topic, we got this text. I'm a contract employee for a giant biotech firm. It's guaranteed that I'll make significantly less if they're forced to make me an employee. I chose to work this way. Pretty, pretty Gavin needs to leave me the F alone.
Yeah, yeah. The do-gooders, man. The do-gooders. There's nothing so paternalistic as somebody who's going to grab the reins of government to make your life better. And they never quit because their conscience is convinced that they're doing the right thing. Listen, I don't want 7-year-olds working in factories. I don't want people, you know, breathing in mercury that kills them in the workplace. A certain level of regulation is reasonable. But, man, the effects of this will be seen and they will be heard. It's just a shame that it'll cause as much disruption as it's going to before, sensible people who understand economics will get hold. Get hold of it and eventually take back the government from the unicornians, if indeed that ever happens. Although the one thing about Cal Unicornia is that the Democrats are working as hard as they can to have children vote and illegal immigrants vote and you know, various bums and junkies, so that, you know, the idea of people waking up to reality and voting accordingly can never happen. That's the strategy. It's smart. It's just evil.
I got something to point out about the red flag laws that I hadn't thought of, which are kind of interesting. Among other things I want to get to, I'm looking over my notes.
I'm super sympathetic, man, to the people who really want to cut down on the mass shootings.
I don't want crazy people to have guns.
I'm 100% sympathetic, but I think you're being unrealistic about what can happen.
That and other stuff on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-1367 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-1367 now. Again, 800-958-1367. That's 800-958-1367.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
It can have that stain on their careers for the rest of their lives because this is outrageous. To protect the amount of lawlessness and corruption coming out of this presidency.
Is that Sandy?
So that's AOC. She's part of the majority in the House Democrats. That
she got them realtor eyes.
She does have them.
She got them. Oh, yeah.
She got them.
So we'll see where that goes. Will that come up in the debate tomorrow night? I don't think in any of the debates they've asked a question of, are you for impeaching Trump? I don't think that's come up in any of the debates.
I don't really recall.
Is it still against the rules to have anybody raise their hand on a subject? Because I like those.
The show of hands.
The Democratic Party said no more of those.
Well, that's just smart, because it's
dumb.
Yeah,
it is dumb. It doesn't allow for any nuance.
Exactly. Yes or no?
This feature
is always like, yes or no, are you against drugs and coffee?
Well, wait a minute, I Waffler!
A couple of things I got to mention here before I get to the amazing human
brain.
Although
I got to admit, though it is unfair, it's fun to watch the people see the hands go up and think, I don't want to be the only one not to. What does this mean? Because it shows what cowards they are.
How does nobody ever have the guts to say, that is not a question you can answer yes or no. I'm not going to participate in that.
Right.
It's way more complicated than that.
Right.
God, you'd stand out as a grown-up if you did that.
Yeah.
A couple of texts. Guess what, jackass, says this texter. Androids are awesome, cheaper, and last forever, but you keep buying overpriced crap. Sort of person that gets angry about which phone you use.
Hello, you are an Apple fanboy. I tell you what.
I am a big Apple fan, huge Apple fan.
Apple polisher.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And also this came out, another study about the dangers of diet soda. If you're into the Coke Zero and Diet Pepsi, this week, media reports highlighting a new study have caused Coke and Pepsi some heartburn. It found that prodigious consumers of artificially sweetened drinks are 26% more likely to prematurely die than those who rarely drank sugar-free beverages.
Now that's a side effect.
Not exactly sure why, but that is an overall number. God, well, most people I know who drink a lot of pop have a variety of other lifestyle choices.
Yeah, right. Is it possible somebody who drinks a lot of Diet Coke or Diet Pop just has a, what do you call it, a more pronounced sweet tooth? They just really like sweet flavors more? Although, in my experience, once you get away from sweet stuff, you can really cut down how much you desire it.
But people don't.
No.
They stay on it. And I've known a lot of people that drink a lot of Diet Pop that don't eat a lot of exercise and wash down fried chicken with it. So,
oh, boy.
You know, there's other things that go along. The amazing...
Boy, I had some chicken fried steak the other day, man.
I would eat that right now.
I got to turn you on to the place where it is. Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, it's so good. You know what happened to Chef? He goes home to, was it Mississippi? Oh, man. He grew up in the South. I mean, the South. And he went home for a visit with the family, and Mom announced she was going to make her chicken fried steak. And she whipped it up, and he realized as a chef, that's the best thing ever. Hey, Ma, what's the recipe? And he literally brought back his mom's recipe.
That's a good idea.
Oh, so good. And I'm not. It's probably 25 years since I've had a bite of chicken fried steak. I know it's one of your favorite things.
I have it weekly.
Yeah. my God, it was so good. So, do you really have it weekly?
Practically.
That's amazing.
The amazing human brain. Is this the name of this feature?
Yeah, very.
I keep trying to slip
person.
It does. So you got two different situations here, and I got a son whose brain has all kinds of challenges, and the brain is complicated, man. Here you got, this is a terrible story, but this person had some traumatic brain injury, and the result of it has been this Groundhog Day effect, where this person wakes up every day thinking it's June 11th. Their brain resets every couple hours for some reason. They can't figure out why. It's a brain injury, and that's what's going on with their brain. Otherwise, seem to be doing pretty well, but it just resets the ability to understand time got ruined.
Hmm.
Really, really interesting. The brain is so complicated. And then you got this guy with this amazing memory problem. His ability, he stole 1,300 credit cards from customers working at a place. He just had the ability to memorize. He didn't write them down or anything like that.
About that guy. Photographic memory, right?
Had the ability to memorize numbers and memorize 1,300 credit card numbers. And then he would just go back and, you know, use them. I had a buddy who used to impress girls all the time with, tell me your phone number. I'll memorize it. Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And he could remember anybody's phone number. Hmm. Just memorize it instantly.
Huh. And he got girls' numbers.
A lot.
Happened to be his prick was really a, tell me your hemoglobin count or whatever. You know, that wouldn't
How much do you weigh? I'll bet you're 180.
That's a less effective tax.
Ouchie. Yeah, they hate it.
Not nearly as good.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Trump, U.S. hitting the Taliban very hard right now. New report out that says DMVs around the country are selling your personal information, and what really killed off the dinosaurs.
Why would the DMVs be selling personal information to make money for the government? What the what? Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Smart home technology makes everyday life easier, and now we're making it easy to afford for everyone. Introducing the new Smart Home Collection, only from Budget Blinds. We make it easy and affordable because now we can motorize the beautiful shades or blinds you already own to work with a remote. And they'll be cordless too, a big safety necessity for kids and pets. Our Budget Blinds Smart Home Collection also features so many more choices. Top names including Sonos, the ultimate whole home wireless sound system. The best part? At Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Design, install, and program it all. That's style and service for everyone, at every budget. Get your free smart home consultation. Go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Make everyday life just a little bit easier. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Trump just called the people over at the Fed boneheads in a tweet. I got like that one, bonehead.
No.
You don't hear that often, bonehead.
Right out, boneheads.
By the way, speaking of the president, it was pointed out on Jonah Goldberg's Twitter feed that the Sharpie story is now 11 days in. 11 days. It's in the New York Times mobile site, it's the lead story. 11 days in on that. Now, according to Democratic strategists, this is not helping any. This is not a good focus for our attention. Regardless of what Trump's role is in it, I'm not sure it's the best expenditure of your time. But anyway, let's get the news now with Marsha Phillips.
Meanwhile, President Trump is speaking out. He is claiming U.S. forces are responding aggressively after an American soldier was killed in that car bomb attack in Kabul, Afghanistan last week.
The last 4 days, we have hit our enemy harder than they have ever been hit before. And that will continue.
Speaking at the Pentagon's annual 9/11 ceremony, Trump also talked about canceling the planned peace talks with the Taliban after the car bomb attack, saying,
"They thought they would use this attack to show strength, but actually what they showed is unrelenting weakness."
So apparently the U.S. striking back at the Taliban now. Vice News Motherboard is reporting DMVs around the country are making tens of millions of dollars for the states by selling our personal information.
Well, that's a good role for the DMV. That makes perfectly good sense.
Sure.
The DMV would make my personal information and sell it as a government agency, something that it's mandatory that I participate
in. Right.
The government then takes that information and sells it to a for-profit company.
It's that's only just mandatory if you want to drive.
That makes perfectly good sense.
So it's voluntary.
Sure. Yeah, I understand
exactly.
This all the way around.
You know, I haven't thrown this phrase around in a long time. I used to hammer it. The government industry. The government is an enormous business. Huge profits are made. Trillions of dollars in salaries. The government is an industry. Understand that.
So,
it's not a bunch of angels sent to Earth to help you.
So all the ridiculous fees I've got to pay to get to operate a vehicle, and then the taxes on gas and everything else that's supposed to go over the roads and never does. Now, in addition to that, you're selling my personal information for profit. That's just fantastic.
New research is shedding some light on that asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
The stupid dinosaurs.
This study estimates that the 7.5-mile-wide asteroid struck off the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico 66 million years ago with the force of 10 billion atomic bombs.
A 7-mile-wide asteroid would make a dent.
It triggered a tsunami and it sparked wildfires 900 miles away, and now researchers from the University of Texas say the immediate effects of the initial impact killed many of the dinosaurs. However, sulfur that was released into the atmosphere and blocked out the sun led to their absolute extinction.
Right, right. Man, that's a fat asteroid. That's a big asteroid. Back that asteroid up, huh?
Yeah, it killed off all the plants because there was no sunlight. I saw something from one of the Dakotas, South Dakota, I think, the other day, where they had an example of how it had affected there, that far away from the Yucatan Peninsula, the asteroid. I mean, it was quite the monumental event. Probably the biggest event that's ever happened in Earth's history since there's been any life on it outside of, like, amoebas crawling around in the ocean.
Right. Could we as humanity deal with a similar asteroid strike? I'd like to sit and listen to scientists discuss that. I mean, because we can grow a lot of plants with artificial light.
Well, you wouldn't want
probably
to be
not enough to feed 7-point-whatever-billion people.
No, I don't know how many people you'd have left. You'd wipe out a chunk.
Would I be left? That's my question.
Turns out the History Channel has decided to drop out of a planned documentary on John Dillinger that would have included the proposed exhumation of the 1930s gangster's Indianapolis gravesite.
Why'd they want to dig him up?
Well, he's got a couple of relatives who have sued the cemetery saying, no, you've got to let us exhume the body because they don't think it's John Dillinger's body buried there.
No.
They're saying, no, it's not our relative.
And if it weren't, how do I react then?
Anyway, A&E is deciding.
Oh, my God, he's still alive and pulling off bank heists in Arkansas.
Dig up Elliot Ness's body and chew him out for it. I don't know.
A&E says it is not going to be any longer involved in the upcoming Dillinger documentary.
All the good things get ruined.
You know, wait a minute. Yeah, because this is obviously for profit. I am semi-famously the great-great-great-great-great-grandson or something of Lincoln's Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton. And I'm going to claim that he actually was poisoned by, I don't know, Andrew Johnson or somebody. Yeah. I'll cook up something.
McClellan.
And demand that, yeah, exactly. George McClellan, the failed general, poisoned him. And I'll cook that up and sell that special to whatever, the Learning Channel, if they can take a break from hoarding dwarfs or whatever they're up to these days. Or
why would you hoard a dwarf?
Or 600 pounders or whatever. What's hot these days on the Learning Channel?
I got 50 dwarves in my garage. No, it's dwarves that hoard.
Oh, dwarves who say yes to hoarding the dress or whatever it is at this point. I'll say, you know, I don't know if I can rest in peace myself, knowing that my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was murdered and there was never any justice. I'd sit there and I'd rub my chin, I'd have a distant look on my face, and we set out to investigate whether his fears were true. And, you know, they'd string people along. We could sell that for a few bucks
on the
cable.
Next Cake Boss.
Yeah, I was watching House Hunters, and I turned it off because they never actually started hunting the houses. The houses just live at the end of every episode.
Right, right. Boo!
One last note, Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he expects Antonio Brown to practice with the team for the first time Wednesday afternoon. That would be today.
Yeah. They don't rape anybody on the way to practice. Allegedly.
It's a day after his former trainer, Brown's former trainer, filed a lawsuit in Florida accusing him of sexually assaulting her on three occasions.
And it either happened exactly like that, not at all, or somewhere in between.
Right. Now, is there a civil suit? Is she looking for money? That's the obvious question.
That's what he's claiming, is that she's after money.
Yeah, the lawyer's saying she just wants a big cash payout. So,
Anyway,
that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
I mean, I got to admit, if she says, I don't want a dime, I just want justice, there will be no civil lawsuit. We're doing this through the courts. And I'm coming for you.
Is there anything to wonder about the timing of new contract money in the news?
He's already making an enormous amount of money. Yeah, so I don't think so. But who knows?
There are a lot
of crazy people out there.
She might be a completely innocent person, and he's a scumbag, or not.
Or she might be a criminal.
Yeah, and just no way of knowing.
Yeah,
that's why these stories are so troubling.
Speaking of women of colorful lifestyle. Can we play the tape of that one gal one more time?
I suppose we could.
Poor lady, your garage was burnt down. One of several structures set fire. And,
do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin?
Yes.
And you say you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story. Just make it short. Yeah, he already put him in a hospital once last month, and he figured he's going to do something else to get back.
All right, so right now, the fire has been put out.
That's not the interesting part.
No. Don't go back to Bill in the studio. You got a gold mine, son.
Whether or not the fire has been put out is the least interesting thing that happened in the previous 30 seconds.
That's so funny.
As soon as she said, I don't want to make this a long story, go ahead. Make it as long a story as you want.
Yeah. It's digital. We don't even have film anymore. We can just keep recording.
We're going to cancel the repeat of Wheel of Fortune that follows this newscast and stay with you until we're done.
Tell us all about your cousin. How long has he been hankering to get with you? How did he put your husband in a hospital? And the husband is standing right there. Dude, what happened when her cousin, who wants to get with her, put you in the hospital? How'd he do it? What happened?
Why did your cousin burn down multiple houses? Do you own all these houses, or does he just hate houses, or what?
Right. And then the poor cub reporter, who is so utterly ill-equipped to deal with the best thing he will ever hear doing his job if he reports for the next 50 years, says, well, thank you for the information. She says, you're welcome. Oh, that's so great.
And they're standing there kind of just really blasé about, is it their house that's burning down?
Yeah.
Your house is burning down at the hands of your own cousin. And they're just kind of, whatever.
Well, that's their lifestyle. That's the way they live.
They live in chaos.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the only way you tell that story in such a calm way and don't expect anybody to react.
Long story. Let's make it short. Yeah,
my cousin's trying to get with me, and so he burnt down our house.
Well, I'm married. I'm faithful, and so he burnt down our house.
There was a hospital trip involved.
Right.
Yeah, he just got out of hospital because the same cousin put him there. But anyway, yeah, long story short. Thank you for the details. We got to get this woman on. They give her name.
Maybe the newspaper reporter or the television reporter, maybe he's got a similar life, so it wasn't that big a deal to him. Yeah, my sister killed my dog yesterday, so I understand how it is.
Because she actually wants to get with my wife.
Right.
Because she's a... Well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Anyway, back to Bill in the studio.
Traffic 8 weather. Yeah, that's a good story right there. We should try to get her on. I wonder how things have turned out since then.
What's up with the cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Has he been apprehended yet?
Right.
The guy's, when he's denied incestuous relations, he sets fires. I think the cops might want to talk to him.
And I was watching the video. Your husband's no treat. What's your cousin look like?
Wow, that's neither here nor there. For all we know, he's a good, hard-working provider, and he doesn't look like it, but he might be. But I am trafficking in the worst
yes,
sort of
you
cliches,
are.
And I'm better
you
than that.
You are. Like you can tell by looking at somebody. You can sometimes.
He mostly can.
Hanson, have we posted that video? Yeah, we have that at ArmstrongandGetty.com if you want to see it. Seeing it's pretty cool. It's got its own thing to it.
Well, listen, she's got a bit of the weathered look of the chaotic living, troubled family honey.
Right.
But I can understand the the cousin's amorous feelings toward her. Attractive young gal.
She has an appeal.
Well, absolutely. Kind of a gritty appeal.
There's a point, because my wife and I were watching the video last night, there's a point where her husband is drinking water. It's like she's telling this story about the cousin wanting to have sex with his wife and putting him in the hospital. And he just takes a drink of water.
Right.
Like, yeah, we're on television, and I'm here. The most embarrassing, crazy story that you've ever heard in your life is being told. And just,
about me.
But I'm thirsty, so.
Yeah. And I'm kind of used to this.
This is kind of typical for my life, so.
He should have piped in, that ain't even her most interesting cousin.
He's thinking
how about Carl the cannibal, honey? Tell him about that. Well, long story, but make it short. Eats human flesh. Well, thank you for the information. You're welcome. Holy cow.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842, 800-605-8842.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection,
more protection.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Reading Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check ReddingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading.
Billy is the marketing manager at Reading Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Reading Kia summer clearance ends September 30th, 2019. ReddingKia.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
George Soros, the boogeyman of the right. He's the one that's going to ruin the world with an op-ed out today in praise of Donald Trump. Maybe we'll get to that. Stay tuned.
Didn't see that coming. Plus, we played this before you yesterday. Maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't. This is too delicious. Is the oversharing champion the gal with the cousin who wants to get with her? I say no, because the guy burnt down her garage. She had the right to say something about it. Or how about this young lovely, who is the wife of Congressman Joe Cunningham?
Okay, so like I was saying, I'm going to have a little bit of a rant here on social media because I think this is important. I've just been going over my This Is a Not a Bill from Blue Cross Blue Shield and realizing that, once again, all of my mental health therapy sessions are denied in addition to all of our marriage counseling sessions. And it's just mind-blowing to me that these basic well-known needs, that mental health is health care, are still being denied, that we're still fighting for these absolutely basic things. It's unbelievable to me. So I'm reaching out to my congressman, yes, also my husband, but saying, like, hey, what can we do about this? Like, let's go to the House floor, let's write a bill, let's what I don't know what you do, but let's do it because this is ridiculous. This affects us, our family, and affects everyone else who's seeking mental health and needs support doing so.
So, number one, she's a regular getting counseling for herself. Number two, also marriage counseling. And she's mad because her Obamacare plan aren't paying for that.
If marriage counseling or going to see a therapist once a week to complain that your life's not as perfect as you would like ever becomes a right,
we're completely doomed.
We're completely doomed. Not to discount, of course, the fact that there is legitimate therapy and legitimate therapy needs.
Sure.
But there's a lot of people that are going to go to therapy every week. They have their whole lives, and they're going to for the rest of their lives because they like going and talking about, you know, my mom's mean to me or my boss, I don't know, whatever.
It's good to have somebody.
Sure, there is, but I'm not paying for it. Me. I don't want to pay for you going to talk to that person.
How do you think Congressman Cunningham feels about his hot, crazy wife going on social media and saying, I go to a lot of counseling, and we go to a lot of marriage counseling, and I really think somebody else ought to be paying for it. Oh, boy.
It's just undoable.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to as much therapy as you want, and it'll be paid for.
Well, and it reminds me a little bit of the whole drug. People should be able to get help with drug rehab. Well, you know, if you're a junkie and you need help, I agree, there ought to be mechanisms for it, but you got to be so careful because we've already gone through this. The Obama administration said that insurance can't cut off money for drug rehab. Sounds great, right? Except that all these fake drug rehab places sprung up, and people go over and over and over and over again to these fake places who are just bilking taxpayers for money. And the number of people who actually kick drugs, it's vanishingly small. Hey, honey, did you have to tell the world that we get marriage counseling? Come on.
Want the show to be over, but I'm ready to listen to the final thought from Armstrong and Getty.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the squad. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought.
I'm kind of in pain this morning. I got to remember to pay the extra dollar or two for the good pizza. So,
oh, boy.
Enough said.
The fresh ingredients.
Yes. Producer Positive Sean, final thought.
Yeah, the only tax that I'm interested in lowering is the stupid tax that I have on myself. I went to the grocery store yesterday, bought food to bring into work so I don't have to buy stuff at work. I forgot it at home. So now I got to spend money to eat because otherwise, what am I going to
do? I hate when I do stuff like that.
The stupid tax, it costs me so much money.
Marshall Phillips, our esteemed newsman, final thought.
Well, I'm not getting anywhere near getting engaged like Michelangelo, but this weekend I am going out on the fifth date with
date
the woman.
Date number five,
with the
ladies
woman,
and gentlemen.
With the woman I met in the produce section of the supermarket.
My.
Yes, indeed.
Jack, a final thought you'd like to share?
September 11, as of tomorrow, you could be born after 9/11 and legally serve in our military fighting some of the wars that were supposed to be to take care of 9/11.
Okay.
You'd be 18 years old. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, boy. My final thought is, you know, the little gal with the burning garage because her husband wants to get with her? Well, she's not getting with her husband, not with the cousin. Not because the cousin's not attractive or because that would be incest, but because she's faithful to her husband.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you get this Congress lady who's got to go to marriage counseling all the time. I don't know. That's an interesting compare and contrast.
I agree. The best part, this texter says, is that she's married to her husband. I agree. That my husband that I'm married to?
Traditional gal.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people think so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We've got some fabulous clicks for you. Our take on 9/11 is different than about anybody's.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story.
Armed. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.